The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Building wealth through investing. For more information, visit sharepickers.com. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Okay, here we are, episode 2 of the Share Pickers Podcast with Fred. Say hello, Fred.
Hello.
Say hello, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Say hello, Monty.
Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff, Monty. Okay, so the first time you picked, how many stocks was it? 5 stocks each, was it?
Yeah.
Okay, and it was about a month ago. We haven't looked at them since, but they're American stocks on the free trade app because it's free to buy and sell there. Not free to buy shares, but they don't charge you for buying and selling shares. Dealing costs, that's called. Anyway, we're going to look into them and see how you're performing, all right, lads? And then we're going to go through and try and talk about why you think they've gone up and down. Okay, here we go. 10 stocks each, right? Who owns... No, 5 stocks each, sorry, yeah. Who owns Nike?
Me. I'm wearing Nike right now.
He is wearing Nike right now, yes. Same. Nike is the worst performer. We put £20 into each stock. Nike is now at £17.88. How are you feeling, Fred? What do you think that is?
Maybe because people won't get off their backside to do some exercise in the Nike clothes.
Yeah, try not to speak with that fat tongue you've got. You put a silly voice on. Sounds like you're a bit simple. It's exactly. Maybe people need to do more exercise. Sometimes it isn't that. Sometimes it's just like this season hasn't been very good for Nike, or they haven't been any money. Okay.
It's close. Or maybe it's something you keep explaining. People can't afford it.
Maybe people can't afford them on Nike. Yeah, maybe. Well, that's competition. Maybe there's more competition. Go on.
I think it's because it's just been summer and people don't need the tracksuits. For summer.
Yeah, but they do just tracksuits. They do trainers and headbands, bobble hats, gloves, scarf, socks, pants.
They do these.
Okay, Apple. Who owns Apple?
Me.
Well done, Mont. That's the second worst performer. Why do you think that is, Mont?
Apple.
Because most people already have a phone.
Good point. Go on.
The iPhone 13's coming out.
Yeah, you're right, but the iPhone 13's coming out. But what? Tell me something that's new on the iPhone 13.
The cameras.
That's it. I actually don't know.
Exactly. When the smartphones come out, they're amazing, right? The cameras, text, internet. But now all you can do is basically extend the battery a bit and then make the camera a bit better. So why would you buy an extra £1,000 for camera and things? So now what Apple are doing now, they're charging for services. So if you want to store stuff in the cloud, you know, you want lots of storage for photographs and videos, they charge for that. So the more services, so Apple phones are a product. If you can charge for a service on a monthly basis, that's good, isn't it? Because if you sell a phone, for £1,000, one off, you're not going to buy another one in 2 years. If you pay them, say, £5 a month for storage, that's regular income. People like regular income, you know, it's on a regular basis, yeah? So that's what Apple are doing as well now. So not just products, but doing services. Starbucks.
Not me.
By the way, Apple's £19.17. You put £20 into it, so it's down a bit. Starbucks, who's that?
Monty's.
They're third worst performer. So out of the three, you know, worst performers, Starbucks and Apple are the two worst. Mont, have you bought any Starbucks lately?
No one buys it.
No.
That's the reason it's going down, isn't it? Buy some more coffee, Mont. Right.
I don't like coffee.
Costco.
Fine.
Still loss-making. Costco's down a little bit there. So now we're going into profitable stocks. Okay, these next stocks, so we got 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 are loss-making, okay, out of those. First, making money
is... Wait, is this the richest?
Not the richest, no. These are the lowest of the stocks making a profit.
Can you tell us when it's the richest?
Well, the richest? What do you mean the richest? We will. I'll tell you the best-performing stock. So, Disney... Who owns that?
Me.
At least you make a bit of money, you're making profit. Hang on, how hard have you worked for the Disney Corporation since you bought their shares?
I bought Disney Plus.
Yeah, but then we bought that before, so what I'm saying is...
No, but we went to watch Croods, and that was Disney.
Was it?
Croods 2, that was Disney.
That's not Disney.
That's not Disney, it's not. It's DreamWorks.
That's
dumb. That's a Disney competitor. In fact, Free Man, what was that game called?
Free Guy.
What was that? Was that Disney? No. Was it? You were noticing the start of it. Was it? You're just saying that, aren't you?
No, it
It is.
Okay.
No, because remember, it's on Disney Plus now, isn't it?
Oh, yes, free on Disney Plus, that's right. Free go.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, next one up. Alphabet, that's Google.
I hate this.
What's that? Well, you made a profit. You've made 9 pence in a month. Yay!
You can get 9 sweets from Anderson's with that.
Yeah.
One of those little, like, gummy bears. That's well lucky.
Okay, the fourth best performer is Snapchat.
Yay!
14 pence you made on that. That's all right, isn't it? At 3...
That's 14 sweets.
Amazon. Who owns Amazon?
Me.
You've made 20 pence on that. Friends, you've invested.
Oh, that's 20 sweets.
At 2, McDonald's.
Me.
They were one of the worst performers. They bounced back. You've made 64 pence on that one, Fred. And at 1... Yeah, stop making noise, Mike. There's audio use. Hit him, Fred, hard with the belt.
Yep, the belt.
Bring out the belt. Netflix number one.
Let's go.
You've made £2.96 on that.
Well, let's go because I'm only sitting on my back.
Hang on. So number one is Netflix. Number two is McDonald's. Number three is Amazon. Are they all yours, Fred?
Yeah.
Number four is Snapchat. So out of the top four, out of the top five stocks, the first three are yours, Fred.
And it's because I've been spending so much time on Netflix.
Well, that's impressive. Yeah. Right, I'm going to tell you something now, right?
Wait, so it went from 64 pence to £2.
Yeah, Nike received a dividend in this quarter.
What's a dividend?
Ah, what did it say again?
What's a dividend?
A dividend is something that's very good. Do you know what happens? Is some companies, big companies, if they're not growth companies, they're growing. Some companies will pay you to hold their shares.
Oh, what?
So rather than just the share price going up, they'll give you some more shares just to hold their shares. That's good, isn't it? So basically, and that happens twice a year. So they'll give you, so for example, say a share cost £1. They'll say for every share you own, we'll give you 5 pence. So like a 5 pence, and that's 5%, isn't it? So 5 pence on £1 is 5%. So that's a very high dividend. But normally they'll just pay you a bit of money each quarter, every half, two
five
hours.
5 pence is a high dividend.
Well, the percentage, 5% is good. The return, if you put your money in a bank account, Fred, you get less than 1% at the moment.
That's not fair.
So, fair. Life isn't fair, Mont.
Well, totally is fair. If life is not unfair for everyone, totally is fair.
If life is not unfair for everyone, technically it is fair.
No. If life is unfair for everyone, technically it is fair because it's unfair for everyone.
No, because when I say there's inequality, the people it's really unfair for, then it's not fair for them, is it, compared to the people who get a lot more.
Oh, well. All right, carry on.
Right, so this month... I'm going to... boys, you pick one stock, okay? You can add 10% to. So I'll give you 10% to add to one stock, okay?
What was my highest stock?
No, in fact, what I'm going to do is... What?
What was my highest stock?
I'll give you your highest stock. It's a Snapchat, I think it was. So this is the thing, Mont. Do you add to your winner or to your loser?
Because the loser will have to get up.
What are you saying? So what are you going to add to? If I give you 10%, do you want to add to your worst performer or your best performer?
Probably worst.
So you want to add to your worst performer. That is it Apple?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Apple's not doing too well because there's a lot of other phone brands coming out. Like, there's the new Google one that's got really good, like, camera or something. And there's also, like... Microsoft ones, which are bad. Yeah, there's Samsung, because there's a lot of other brands of phones now.
Yeah, and Jeff's.
Jeff's?
Yeah, Jeff has released a phone.
Oh, me!
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so, right, Monty, you're going to add £2 to Apple, yeah?
Yeah.
Fred, you're going to add...
Netflix.
£2 for your winner. This is an interesting experiment. Monty's adding £2 to his worst performer. You're adding £2 to your best performer, yeah? Okay, we'll see how it goes. Now, this part of the show, Fred has got a business idea.
Ooh.
Right, Fred, explain your business idea.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go down to Premier, which is just down the road, and then I'm going to get sweets for, like, there's, like, these gummy pizzas for 50p. There's also a bunch of other sweets that I could get. And I'm going to either sell them for double or a bit more, or a bit more than it actually is for profit.
Where?
At school.
Okay. So do you know what a good thing to do? That's a good business idea. Do you know why people... So you can buy a multi-pack. Let's say, for example, and I'll give you some... I'm going to test the maths on you a second, right? I'll give you an example. Let's say you buy a multi-pack of, say, it's got about 10 sweets in it, right? It costs 50 pence, right? So first of all, if you break those down, 50 divided by 10... Hang on a sec. 50 divided by 10 is how much? 50 pence divided by 10.
5p.
5 pence. So, if you sell each one of those for 10 pence, there's 10 of them, you spend 10 pence, how much money will you get back?
5p.
No, how much money will you get back if you spend 50 pence, so you spend double the money?
Yeah. So you get a pound.
Right, what profit is that?
Good.
No, I was thinking money-wise. So you bought them for 50 pence, the packet, you sold them all for a pound.
Double.
Yeah, but how much in money, profit, have you made?
50p.
50 pence, exactly. Now, that is 50 pence profit, because, of course, it cost you 50 pence to buy, didn't it? So not all of that is profit. So it cost you 50 pence to buy. You sold for a pound, you've made 50 pence profit. Now, do you know what the margin is on that? Profit margin. That means, basically, you made 50 pence... on 50 pence. You've spent 50 pence, you've made 50 pence. That's 100% margin.
So is that like enterprise?
You could sell them for more, so you get like more back.
Yeah, but you imagine if you can go to, say, a different shop rather than Premier, say Asda, and you found that packet of sweets for like 20 pence, and you sold them over a pound. That's 80 pence you made then. That's a huge upgrade. So the cheaper your costs, they are your costs, see?
Yeah, Russell, I think Premier is the cheapest shop to go.
Generally they're not. The small convenience shops are not. They call them convenience shops. You know why? The reason why you can sell them in school more expensive is because people become bothered to go to the shop. Now, the convenience shops should be close to your house because people are prepared to spend a little bit more because they're very convenient. Now, if they have to go to the supermarket, they have to park up, it's a bit further away, but they are cheaper supermarkets. They've got a wider range of products, but they are cheaper because they're not as convenient. It's a convenience shop, but people don't mind that. They're called convenience, they'll pay
so
a bit more.
I should maybe either get a lift by you there or ride my bike there.
Yeah, but that's a cost, you see. So what happens then, I charge you, say, I'll charge you petrol, diesel to get the shop. Say, that's, yeah,
you can get lost, I ain't doing that.
But as a business, that's a cost. Now, if you cycle there to Asda, it costs you nothing.
Yeah, well, I'll just go with Mummy when she goes to get something.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is, do you see the difference in costs and then at the profits? Do you see revenue? The revenue you take in is a pound.
Okay.
Yeah, the revenue you take in is a pound, right? But you take off your costs. Your cost was 50 pence. That means you made 50 pence profit. So that's the difference in revenue and profit, okay?
It's go the on. Profit thing like enterprise at school. Like your teacher gives you £5 and then you... buy stuff for £5, then you make stuff, and then you have to sell it, and then you have to give the £5 back to the teacher.
And also,
yes, it is, exactly. That's cost. So basically, it's what you make above what you spend. You know, so the revenue you get in, that's all businesses have to make a profit.
So if you made £20, you would have £15 profit.
Yeah, yeah. But when you used to run new business, when they start off, they've got a lot of costs to set up their shop, whatever, or their business. So they start off sometimes loss-making. That's why they have to have a bank loan or they have to raise money via stock market. And then as the costs come down, as they're selling more, they're making more profit, then they start to make a profit and they start to make a loss. So some companies who are new start off, making a loss, but then they start making profits as they sell more and their costs go down. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And also, if those don't do work, the gummy pizzas, I can always try different sweets, maybe even for cheaper, and I can even maybe sell them for more.
It'll be good to see what sells best. I think the cheaper ones will sell better. Those gummy pizzas are quite expensive, aren't they?
They're only 50p.
How much money do kids get for school?
A lot of people have stuff because, like, when they go home with their friends or something, they can buy something.
Okay, let's make an experiment. How much are you going to spend on the sweets?
I don't know.
No, well, think of a number. Think of a number and think of that way you can measure how well you've done.
Probably about like £6.
Should we make it round, figure like £5?
Okay.
Well, send £5 and see how much profit you can come back with, okay?
And if not, I'll get different sweets with like, maybe not even sweets, maybe like some like drinks, like Lucozade or something, like a pack.
They are hard to carry though, aren't they?
No, so, in my bag.
Yeah. You can also do this, Fred. If you buy loads of them, you could do a deals for people. So if you buy this one sweet, it's like 10 pence. If you buy two, 15 pence. That way you're selling a lot. Your margins go down a bit, but you're making more profit. People pay, oh, I can get another one for extra 5 pence rather than 10 pence. So it encourages them to buy two rather than one, see?
You okay. Can do, two.
Well, this is boring. Bye-bye.
Buy one, get one free.
Buy one, get one free, yes. Cheers, bye.
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 Bye, Jess.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. Building wealth through investing. For more information, visit sharepickers.com. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. People in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.